gentlemen, welcome to the show. Welcome. I'm Mike the Barber filling in for my pal DJ Mac on this glorious winter evening. I'm happy to bring you some of the most intriguing and inspiring tunes of the 1910s, 20s, and 30s. This here is Mr. Eddie South and his Alabamians on WFMU. Welcome to the Antique Phonograph Music Program.
Thank you.
Hot damn, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers in the year of 1926, recorded for the Victor label at the Webster Hotel in Chicago in September of that year. In the band, of course, Morton on the keys, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo, John Lindsay on bass, Andrew Hilaire on drums. You had Kid Ory in the band, George Mitchell, Omer Simeon. Historic recording, historic. Before that, we had George Olsen and His Music from 1924 with My Papa Doesn't Two Time No Time. And of course, for those who were veteran listeners of the program may have recognized, the vocal refrain was none other than Billy Murray, who we'll be hearing in his own right a little bit later on in the program. We start off with Eddie South and his Alabamians, and that's what I call Kane. Mike the Barber here, filling in for DJ Mac on the Antique Phonograph Music Program here on WFMU out in lovely Jersey City, which is experiencing a nice wintry mix. I am so tired of the wintry mix. All right, let's take it back a little bit earlier now to the acoustic era, and this one's by Van and Skank. The writers are Thomas J. Gray and Clarence Gaskill. They did this song in the year of 1916, a little premature for St. Patrick's Day, but I'm getting anxious. And with an instant hit like this, how can I deny the listeners that's how you can tell they're Irish?
Sure, it's hard to tell a German, a Russian, or a Swede.
It's hard to tell a Frenchman if there should be any need.
With an Irishman it's different, for he has a different style. And, begorry, you know well, that you can tell an Irishman if he's half a mile. You can tell by their walk, you can tell by their talk.
You can tell by their eyes are blue.
You can tell by their blarney, they're from Killarney.
By the way they smile at you.
Every Irish colleen is as fair as the queen, and the lad, they're tried and true. Will you sing a good old song tonight?
Will it be an Irish ditty?
Oh, be gorra, that is right.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
You may search everywhere, and none can compare
with the bloom of my wild Irish rose.
More power to you, me boy.
That's how I can tell they're Irish.
Sure, I love to hear a German when he sings the Wachtum Rhine.
I love to hear a Frenchman sing the Marseillaise so fine.
But the Irish songs are better, that's a thing you can't deny. Oh, the folks a mile round, they go to hear McCormick sing an Irish lullaby.
You can tell by their walk, you can tell by their talk, you can tell by their eyes of blue. You can tell by their blarney, they're from Killarney, by the way they smile at you. Every Irish colleen is as fair as a queen, and the land they're pride and free.
Here we go, there we go, Mrs. McHugh, hoggity poggity, order the who, hoggity poggity, Johnny O'Doggity, fire away, Patty and Bully for you.
That's how you can tell they're Irish.
Mother's angel child would be there just the same. She loved her teacher called Spitball Mike with all her girlish vim. And every time they called out strike, she'd throw a kiss to him. But when the game was over then, you'd see Miss Mamie Lee down in the players' quarters. That's where she'd surely be. She'd grab her mic right to her and dance around the place, singing every minute. She looked up into his face. Come along, Mahoney, don't you hesitate. Swing your little girlie right across that plane. Put your arms around me when I say the word. Come on, kid, and slide for third. Now let's have an inward curve. Oh, my, feel that swerve. He can swing a girl just like he swings a ball. And when he's swinging me, I'm gone, that's all. I'd sell my shoes and be satisfied just to dance a fascinating, rather hesitating, but exhilarating baseball slide. Now the boys got so that Mamie Lee was the mascot of their team. And when they lost, they felt it more, so downcast she would seem. She'd yell, come on boys, liven up, this ain't no sleeping fest. Well, if that mush didn't muff it, gee, that guy is sure some pest. Oh, come on, fellas, show some speed. Ah, why don't you get a net? That ball belongs on second. For goodness sake, don't treat it like a pet. But if they won, it was different. Her smile was bright as day. She'd walk right up to Spitball Mike, and to him she would say, come along, Mahoney, don't you hesitate. Swing your little girlie right across that bay. Put your arms around me when I say the word. Come on, kid, and slide for third. Now let's have an inward curve. Oh, my, feel that swerve. He can swing a girl just like he swings a ball. And when he's swinging me, I'm gone, that's all. I'd sell my shoes and be satisfied just to dance a fascinating, rather hesitating, but exhilarating baseball slide.
Thank you.
Slippery Place Rag by the Victor Military Band, or under its other name, the Banana Peel Shuffle. No, it wasn't. It was never called that. But you could actually kind of imagine that, right? In an era where when someone would throw away a banana peel, it would miss the garbage and someone would slip. I don't know if that actually happens. That was a hacker tune, indeed. Victor Records from September of 1911. We heard Elsie Janey's in her own voice, in her own composition. Child prodigy went on to become an adult vaudeville star. I don't mean in that way, an adult star. But by the age of 16, she was recognized. Janey's did not record, though, until the year of 1912, when she was 23. She actually waxed three songs for Victor's Purple label, the 60,000 series, which had been introduced for their more important popular performers, many of whom were noted stars of the stage, like, of course, Enrico Caruso and so forth, so forth. That was her own, that fascinating baseball slide by the comedian, Miss Elsie Janey's. We had a team of Van and Skank in there with That's How You Can Tell They're Irish. I couldn't tell, but now I could. This is Mike the Barber filling in for my pal and yours, DJ Mac, on WFMU in the Antique Phonograph Music Program, coming to you live every Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And on that fantastic WFMU app. All right, let's carry along right here. Let's go a little bit forward now to a country legend, Cliff Carlisle. Here he is with that nasty swing.
Little mama, come along, why don't you swing that thing? Lordy, lordy, oh my lord, do that nasty swing. I know you can, cause I'm a nasty man. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double spring. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. De-o-de-lay, de-o-de-lay. My gal drives a Packard car, she bought me a diamond ring. She showed me how to do that thing they call a nasty swing. She's my pal, my little nasty gal. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double strain. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. De-o-de-lay, o-de-lay, o-de-lay. Told me you had the nasty swing. Something tells me, sweet little gal, you got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double spring. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. De-o-de-lay, de-o-de-lay.
That's why that unit's a thousand. You should see the Corns and Kellys doing it everywhere. Oi, that unit's a thousand. Oi, that unit's a thousand. Butchers, bakers, button hole makers doing it everywhere. Millionaires with big personalities doing it every night. Millionaires of all nationalities need the Israelite. Oi, that Yiddish of Charleston. Oi, that Yiddish of Charleston. Henry Ford is learning how to Yiddish of Charleston now.
I'm suffering from a very bad cold. I'll only sing 8 or 9. And the first one today will be a little novelty. That is novelty as far as I'm concerned. You've been accustomed to hear me sing comic songs and parodies. Today I'm going to offer for the first time a ballad, a little patriotic war song. I think the time is right for something of this kind. Mr. George Cohn has obtained considerable success with his song, The Grand Old Jag, the Grand Old Flag. Then we have our own national anthem, The Star Jangle Spanner, which, by the way, sounds like an advertisement for an eye doctor. Take the first line of the Star Spangled Banner. It reads, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" Of course you can't. You are not up. Neither am I. Anytime I'm up by the dawn's early light, I'm blind. I can't see anything by that time. I've composed a little song with a great deal of heart, interest, and sentiment that I'm quite sure will appeal to you. I've selected for a title, "For the Flag He Loved So Well." If you just wave the flag, little boys, we'll off this. Just 20 years ago today, the summer sun was setting. A soldier marched away and left his dear old parents fretting. He said, "Goodbye, my mother dear, I'm going off to fight. If I'm not back tomorrow, I may not be home tonight. Farewell," he cried, "I'll have to march across the ocean blue. The enemy won't scare me, for I'll think of Dad and you. So mother, say goodbye for me to little Molly Humphrey. I hear the bugle blasting and I must fight for my country. All the flag he loved so well, he fought with his slide trombone. He played so grand for his native land. Most all the enemy ran back home. His horn was too low and it caught his toe. It tripped him and he fell. But though only a musician, that shows us his ambition. For the flag he loved so well. Who'll save the flag? The captain cried. I will reply to stranger. I promised my dear mother not to go near any danger. Our soldier boy jumped up and said, "You shall not go alone, because I will accompany you upon my slide trombone." A cruel cannonade came up and shot his legs away, but he kept rushing onward in the middle of the fray. "What is your name?" the general cried. "I want to tell your mother." "My mother knows my name," he said.
because I have no other.
One false flag he loved so well, he fought in his suit of blue. The doctors all said he was shot in the head, but he was shot in the avenue. His lone grave is there by a rock so fair, beside a mossy dell. On his tombstone they have written, a cruel cannon bit him. Oh, the flag he loved. Oh,
you could hear a little Bert Lahr in his voice there before Bert Lahr became the Cowardly Lion, but you hear that nice tremolo that Nat's doing there. The famous tramp comedian, Mr. Nat M. Wills, doing a little number, The Flag He Loved So Well. Wills wrote that tune. That was an orchestra backing him up, being conducted by Mr. Walter B. Rogers from October 14th of 1908. And that is really a fantastic song into sort of a an image in the mind, if you will, of Wills's act during vaudeville days and sort of coming on stage and, you know, settle down everyone's clapping, and does a little bit of his comedic monologue and then segues right into a number and the crowd eats it up. They go wild just like that. Before, we had the Yiddish of Charleston by Nathan Glantz and his orchestra from October 16th in 1926, and the vocal refrain on that, no stranger to this acoustic recorded era, Irving Kaufman. That was recorded in New York City. Speaking of New York City, if you're going to be in town on Monday evenings, Glenn Kreitzer and his famous orchestra are playing Monday nights at the Fillmore Room. That's dinner and dancing to jazz from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Monday evenings at the Fillmore Room in Chelsea on the corner of 10th Ave and 19th Street. You could go buy your tickets at eventbrite.com. All right, carrying along, we're halfway through the program here. Mike the Barber filling in for my pal DJ Mac. And the fun just doesn't stop. It continues. We're going to go to the year of 1919 when they started Prohibition. And here's one that Bert Williams, who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway, one of the greatest African-American vaudeville performers. Actually, there's so much to say, and there's so little time to say it in. Look up Bert Williams if you need to. All right, let's hear this one by Ed Rose, Billy Basket, and Lou Pollock, recorded in New York on Columbia. Bert, the professional that he was, on his first take, little Prohibition number, Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar.
Down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I got a secret hidden there, I've got it with my life. There's only one mistake I made. I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar, folks who never even gave me a tumble, even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see them get one, let them try. You can have my money, yes sir. Take my car. Take my wife if you want to go that far. But nix on a key to open my cellar. If the whole darn world goes dry, everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar, my cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble, even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, cause they all want the key to open my fella. I'd like to see him get one, let him thrive. Discharge all the servants, I don't trust a soul. Never mind the furnace, I can shovel all the coal. But nick on a tee to open my cellar, I'll be with, yes sir, when they are dry.
Sung by Billy Murray at a Sun Record.
I love a sailor loves me and sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails o'er the sea, but over the wild briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails upon high, he's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening draw nigh, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship. Come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus. Come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing. No one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. One night while sailing away from the crowd, we passed through the milky white waves. Just idly sailing and watching the clouds, he asked me if I'd name the day. And right near the dipper, I gave him my heart. The sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part, and he called the baby this tune. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars, come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon.
The voice. No, not Sinatra. The voice, the original voice. Mr. Billy Murray in the year of 1904 with Come Take a Trip in My Airship. Now, many of Murray's vintage recordings about transportation advances would be decidedly humorous in tone. That wasn't one of them. It was actually sung from the female perspective, if you were listening carefully. It was a straightforward tribute to the impending era of passenger flight made possible by the recent Wright Brothers breakthrough, of course, at Kitty Hawk, just a few months before that recording took place. Then from 1930, recorded in Berlin, Lud Gluskin and his orchestra with an instrumental version of Singing in the Rain. That was off Rich Connolly's Volume 8 big broadcast CD. If you were listening to the show last week, Mac had Rich Connolly on, discussing tunes, playing them, and all the sort. We had Burt Williams preceding that. Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar from 1919. He just couldn't get a break. That guy was just always down on his luck. Always down on his luck. But we don't have to be, and you don't have to be. WFMU's annual fundraising marathon is approaching. Tune in March 6th through the 20th to win prizes, witness DJ stunts, and to support a cause that you believe in. You can get a sneak peek at WFMU's new line of swag or make an early pledge at WFMU.org/marathon. All right, got about 18 minutes left to go on the program. And let's go now to the Memphis Jug Band with a little Insane Crazy Blues.
And look here, I just not changed my notion. Gonna dive right in ocean. Ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan? Everybody calls in love. Me and my little turtle dove. And ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan? Why would I go insane? Standing out in the rain, yeah. Thinking about my baby. It don't mean a thing. Everybody knows it well. Me and my little mademoiselle. It ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan. I don't hear. Oh, be da 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 da. Yeah, yeah. Oh, ba 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 da 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 da. Oh, be da 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 da. Yeah. Oh, ba da 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 da. Oh, ba da 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 da. Yeah. And here, everybody knows it's love. Me and my little old turtle dove. It ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan. Everybody knows this notion. All about that deep blue ocean. It ain't you speaking on an insane crazy plan. I'm going insane. Still standing out in the rain, yeah. Still $1,000, it don't mean the same. Everybody knows it well. She's my little mademoiselle. And you think it on this big crazy plan. I just look here. Oh, but da da da. Da 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 da. Oh, da 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 da. Oh, everybody calls it love. Me and my little turtle dove. And then you're speaking on a little. when they baby fly.
Wow.
Everybody knows well.
Wow.
Green mama's the sun himself.
Uh-huh.
And he's digging on an insane baby fly.
Wow.
I'm going insane, yeah, down out in the rain. Spend $1,000, yeah, don't be insane. Everybody knows it well. All me, Miss Spider myself. It ain't even speaking on an insane crazy plan.
Where the light.
By the time that that song actually became a hit for the American Quartet, its composer, along with lyricist, were no longer working together. The song was written back in 1906. It was featured in 1910's Up and Down Broadway. The song was popularly revived by the American Quartet. Had been successfully reintroduced several times since. The tune, of course, is still popular with Dixieland and jazz bands alike today. Composer Schwartz split with his lyricist Jerome in the year of 1913. It was actually Schwartz that worked with the likes of Harold Atteridge and Grant Clark, who wrote Back to the Carolina You Love. I hope you're all taking lots of notes. There's not going to be a test later, so actually it doesn't matter. Edith Wilson before that with How Come You Do Me Like You Do on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. And we had the Memphis Jug Band in there as well. All right, let's go to one by Eddie Morton. This is on the flip side of 1911's Alexander's Ragtime Band. Here he is while they were dancing around and around.
Dancers in town, most every night or so. Little Pearl was his girl, and she could always be found wherever Johnny used to go. Any night at all, at a dance or ball, they were first out in the hall. Dancing around, they'd be dancing around. Oh, how he'd hold her, head on his shoulder, and oh, how he'd tease them, he'd dip with his knees. He'd trot her to a corner, and he'd steal a little squeeze while they were dancing around, all around, all around. They were the talk of the town, and when the band was playing, that hesitation you could hear her saying, that some sensation, and the people would stay till the break of the day, while they were dancing around. Girls around in the town all loved to dance with young Brown, but they all knew Miss Pearl. She was there with a stare that said, go on if you dare, but you could hardly blame the girl. On the floor she'd stay, dancing night and day, just to keep them all away. Dancing around, they'd be dancing around. Oh, how he'd hold her, head on his shoulder, and oh, how he'd tease them, he'd dip with his knees. He'd trot her to a corner, and he'd steal a little squeeze while they were dancing around, all around, all around. They were the talk of the town, and when the band was playing, that hesitation you could hear her saying, that some sensation, and the dance of the day till the break of the day, while they were dancing around, they'd be dancing around. Oh, how he'd hold her, head on his shoulder. Oh, how he'd tease them, hit you with his knees. He'd trot her to a corner and he'd steal a little squeeze while they were dancing around, all around, all around. They were the talk of the town, and when the band was playing, that hesitation you could hear her saying, that some sensation, and the people would stay till the break of the day, while they were dancing around. Thank you.
after 12, said Jones, and I must run home like a deer. My wife gets wild when 1 o'clock draws near. And Brownie says, you haven't any spunk at all. You ought to be ashamed. Why don't you do like me? I've got mine tamed. Come on around the block with me, you timid little mouse. And I will try and show you how a man goes in his house. He went in like a lion, a wild raving lion. And when he got inside, he slammed the door. He says, well, here I am, and I don't give a continental. Then he gave an awful roar. But a great big cup of moco hit him on the cocoa, followed by some huckleberry jam. And as she gently pulled out all the whiskers on his chin, she whispered, I'm a better man than you are, little Jim. He went in like a lion, a wild raving lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb. When Brown came out, he said, old man, she sure did beat you up. Look out, old man, here comes another cup. Heads up. When I went in, she threw her arms around my neck, and then she pitched you out an awful wreck. But are you going to stand for that? And Brownie answered, no. Just watch me going in again, and then stick for the show. He went in like a lion, a wild raving lion. He heard a record playing a home sweet home. He said, I love that tune. She says, you can have it, kid, as she bounced that record off his dome. She chased him out like bubbles. He packed up all of his troubles. That long, long trail hit him an awful slam. She had him chasing rainbows as that record flew like rain. She says, goodbye forever, wait until we meet again. He went in like a lion, a wild raving lion.
The Carolina Buddies for you here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. This is Mike the Barber once again filling in for DJ Mac on this glorious, glorious Tuesday evening here on WFMU. If you want to follow me, follow along on the Instagrams and Twitters and all that of sort, you could do so at Mike Will Cut You, or go to MikeWillCutYou.com. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, and WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Irie next here on WFMU.
She gently pulled out all the whiskers on his chin. She whispered, I'm a better man than you are, little Jim. He went in like a lion, a wild raving lion. When she got through, he came out like a lamb.
Ooh. I'm real upset.